This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, Rick Springfield back as Dr. Noah Drake in General Hospital.
But first, the Senate today is taking up immigration reform. There are a lot of controversial ideas being debated. One of them is whether local police officers should enforce federal immigration law. Here in California, that idea is being tested in Orange County and the city of Costa Mesa. Deborah Baer of member station KPCC has the first of a two-part series.
Orange County Sheriff Mike Corona wants his deputies to have the authority to check the immigration status of suspects in felony cases and the power to detain or arrest them on immigration violations. He says the focus is on dangerous, hardened criminals.
Career criminals, those who have been in this country, committed crimes, and then have been deported and are back in this country illegally. That get them off the streets before they commit another crime.
Using state and local peace officers as immigration enforcers is allowed under a little-used federal law intended to expand the forces of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE. When he came up with the plan more than a year and a half ago, Sheriff Corona knew it would be volatile, so he decided to go slow and develop it with input from the community. And he scaled back the program. He's applying to ICE to train and cross-deputize not patrol deputies, but only county jail deputies and those who investigate serious crimes. But his go-slow approach proved frustrating to some.
I'm like, how long are we going to talk about it?
That's Alan Mansour, one of Corona's sheriff's deputies. As the sheriff was vetting his plan in public, Mansour became the mayor of the suburban Orange County city of Costa Mesa. He says he shares the frustration of those who think the federal government is failing to enforce immigration laws, and he wanted action.
This has been at the county level for a couple of years now, and a lot of these groups have been opposing it. So my thought was, hey, why are we talking about it? Let's do it. Let's go forward with it.
He moved fast. On its first hearing in early December, the Costa Mesa City Council voted 3-2 to become the first city to have its cops enforce immigration law. Mansour wanted the entire department deputized by ICE, but the council opted to follow the sheriff's more limited plan. Since then, Costa Mesa's City Hall has become ground zero for the debate over illegal immigration, drawing dozens of protesters and supporters, mostly from out of town.
There's more fear amongst the community, and a community that lives in fear cannot be integrated and cannot be safe. Leslie.
On one side, immigrant rights activists fear the plan will lead to immigration sweeps. On the other side, anti-illegal immigration groups hope it will. ICE spokesperson Virginia Kai says they're both wrong.
We would not sanction that. We would not agree to that. This is another tool for these law enforcement organizations to use in the course of conducting their everyday duties.
Having local law enforcement do the work of federal immigration agents has long been resisted. It's been opposed by the International Association of Chiefs of Police and even the Orange County Chiefs and Sheriffs Association, whose new president is Costa Mesa Police Chief John Hensley.
I have concerns.
Unlike Sheriff Corona, Chief Hensley did not propose or advocate the plan he's now responsible for developing.
15, 20 years, we've been working very hard to make sure that the immigrant community understand that we're there to protect and serve. You know, my biggest fear is that a black and white comes around the corner and people take off running.
Another concern is resources. Many sheriffs and police departments are stretched too thin to take on what they see as a federal responsibility. Los Angeles Police Chief William Bratton.
Well, when you give me 100,000 more police, I might think about doing that sometime in the next century. But for right now, I got better things to do.
But LAPD Chief Bratton says that he now supports what Orange County Sheriff Mike Corona wants to do, because his plan narrowly focuses on deported, convicted felons who reenter the country. And so does L.A. Sheriff Lee Baca.
We cannot tolerate criminals who have been deported coming back into the United States.
The issue hits close to home for Baca. One of his deputies was murdered 4 years ago. The suspected killer of Deputy David March is a convicted felon who re-entered the country after being deported. He was arrested in Mexico last week. Sheriff Corona is hoping to get approval from ICE for his program in a matter of weeks. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Baer.